homily for Monday, April 18. Today is Easter Monday. We will be celebrating Easter for the next 50 days until Pentecost. So I suggest that we just take our time to settle into this most important of all our liturgical celebrations. What I want to do is simply to repeat my Easter homily, the homily that I gave on Easter Sunday at the 7:30 liturgy. So this is that homily. Easter is our feast of feasts. It's where we stand at the very source of Christian faith. Here, we commit to what God's power can do. Jesus, once dead, is now raised to new life by God. And the new life Jesus now lives, he shares with us. And so we call him Lord, the Lord of our lives. Our Easter proclamation is, Jesus has been raised, Jesus lives. But we must give an accounting of what we proclaim. Much like Mary at her Annunciation, we must ask, how can this be? The Apostle Paul answers. In his letters, he never tires of teaching us what it means to know the risen Lord. In our second reading from his letter to the Colossians, he explains, when Christ, your life, appears, then you will see yourselves appearing with him in glory. These are bold, extravagant words. Again, when Christ, your life, appears, then you will see yourselves appearing with him in glory. Easter faith has everything to do with seeing the risen Lord Jesus. It's seeing Christ appearing, taking shape in our lives. We need to ask, how, when, where do we see Christ appearing in our lives? Let's first recognize we don't need to hype ourselves into some imagined state of union with Christ. That sidesteps the down-to-earth resurrection the Gospels show us. Seeing Christ appear in our lives involves us in an earthy kind of resurrection. Jesus appears in our life when we actually make him into our way, our truth, and our life. When we love as Jesus loves, then he is appearing in our lives. Elsewhere in Colossians, Paul describes it this way. The mystery, hidden from ages and generations past, but now manifested to his holy ones. The mystery is Christ in you. To proclaim Christ risen Lord is to proclaim to the world Jesus now lives and loves through through me. The Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins has a wonderful way of capturing Christ's risen life within us. He writes, "The just man justices, acts in God's eye what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes not his. Through the features of men's faces, Easter proclaims God's gift to us of eternal life. And that eternal life is the kind of life we see in Jesus. It's a life that gives itself away, a life that loves as we see Jesus loving. We can reject eternal life, choosing to live in pursuit only of ourselves, then we run from resurrection, and the living one cannot be found in us. To say he is risen is to witness to the daily event of resurrection. Each day when we try to love one another, Christ, the risen Lord, is appearing in our life and as our life. The Gospels teach us so clearly, an encouraging word, a forgiving word to another, a meal shared, a Eucharist shared, then Christ, the risen Lord, is truly present. Let us then act in God's eye what in God's eye we are, Christ. He is risen.